弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Peace in the Lord。
我们今天来到马可福音第十五章。
Today we are going to read Mark chapter 15。
许多时候，我们读圣经的时候，我们总是想说，这跟我们有什么关系？
In very often, when we read the scripture, we have been thinking, what does this have to do, anything to do with me?
我们今天要特别来看第一节到十五节。
We'll focus today from verse 1 to verse 15.
我们要思考人的邪恶。
And let's ponder the evil of men.
神的恩典。
And the grace of God.
人邪恶不邪恶？
Are humans evil?
你邪恶不邪恶？
Are you evil?
我小的时候，我看到一只蚂蚁，我就想尽办法，不是怎么样把它弄死，要怎么折磨它。
When I was a child, when I was young, when I saw an ant, I was not thinking how to kill the ant, but I was thinking the various ways to how to torture the ant.
我用水。
I used water.
我用火。
I also used fire.
我用热水。
I used the hot water.
我用放大镜。
I also used the amplifier.
你知道放大镜怎么杀死一只蚂蚁吗？
How do you kill an ant with the amplifier?
需要太阳的合作。
And you need the cooperation from the sun.
我就看它怎么样挣扎。
And I was looking at how the ant was struggling.
他的 越多挣扎，我心里头越满意。
The more struggling I saw the ant was going through, and I felt more satisfied in my heart.
我要找一个最艰难的方式。
I was looking for the hardest way to kill the ant.
来杀死那只蚂蚁。
To kill that ant.
我们人里头有这个邪恶的种子啊。
Inside our human hearts, there's a seed of evil.
我们今天要来看马可福音十五章一到十五节。
Today we'll read Mark chapter 15, verse 1 to 15.
有这个哈。对不起哈，这个是我的 animation 没有弄好啊，我要纠正一下，等一下可能会有一些问题。那那在这里啊，我们看到的是在第十五章，他给我们看到几个时段。
So in chapter 15, we see several time periods.
十五章的第一节说一到早晨。
The first one, it talks about when the morning comes.
到十五章二十五节啊，到了早晨的九点钟，这是第三个。
Then it comes to verse 25, it talks about the 9 o'clock in the morning.
马可福音十五章三十三节到了午镇。
Then we see, we reach a noon time at verse 33.
马可福音十五章三十四节讲到下午三点钟。
It talks about 3 p.m.
然后最后来到傍晚晚上。
At the end, verse 42, it comes to the evening.
那我们今天要看的呢，是从早上早晨啊，一直到早上九点钟这段时间。
So today we are going to focus.From the early morning to the 9 o'clock in the morning.
他在讲到耶稣基督最后要为我们上十字架，为我们而死。
It was talking about Jesus was going on the cross to die for us.
我们看到人的邪恶。
We saw the evil of man.
人的邪恶是怎么样的一个邪恶？
So what kind of evil is that?
首先是十字架。
The first is the cross.
我刚刚讲的这个小故事，我要找最奸恶的方式杀死一只蚂蚁。
So like the story I shared from my childhood, I was looking for the cruelest way to kill the ant.
我们人呢，总是会想到最厉害的方式折磨对方。
So we always ponder about the worst way to torture the other party.
啊，承不承认？
Do we acknowledge that?
夫妻啊。
How about the couples?
恋爱的情侣不会这么想啊。
Those lovers, and they will not think this way.
你不会想到有一天你会想到最让对方最折磨的方式来折磨对方。
And when you go further, you will think about the cruelest way to torture the other party, your partner.
但是你在家里面长大的都知道。
But those who grew up in the family knows.
我们每个家人，当我们要指责对方的时候，我们不会去找，不需要去找，让人家听得难受的话，我们马上知道哪一句话对方听了。别人听不出来，但是对方心里面特别难受。
So, in, as a family member, we all know like, how to push the hot button of any family member. We don't need to even prepare. And that, when we said something, the other person will know exactly what it means and push the hot button.
十字架是一个非常残酷的一个刑罚。
The cross is a very cruel way of punishment.
今天不多说啊，你们自己可以 Google 一下啊。
We are not going to talk too much about it, but you can Google the meaning.
他把人钉在上面。
It nailed the person on the cross.
不把人弄死。
And the person was not killed immediately.
你不要以为这个钉在上面的人会被钉死。
Don't think that the person who was nailed on the cross would die from being nailed on it.
他是特别设计把每一个钉在上面的人让他能够活得长一点，最后没有力气呼吸而死的。
It was actually designed that those who were nailed on the cross do not die from being nailed on the cross, but they will live the longest time to endure the suffering at the end. They would suffocate themselves, couldn't breathe.
在第一世纪
In the first century,
第一世纪的人晓得这是何等可怕的一个刑罚。
All people in that time frame knew how cruel this punishment was.
是一个何等残忍啊，让人不敢去想象的一种的刑罚。
It's so cruel and so difficult that people don't even want to think about the concept.
在公元前63年有一个罗马在那里有一个人说啊，单单十字架这个词句啊，罗马公民不但绝口不提啊，连想都不敢去想，连看都不敢去看，连听也都不敢去听。
In 63 BC, there's a person, Cicero's famous words. He said that the very word cross should be far removed, not only from the person of a Roman citizen, but from his thoughts, his eyes, and his ears.
你知道人可以想到折磨人的方式是千变万化。
You know, a human being can think of the ways of torturing and tons of ways to torture another person.
我可以想到很多时候我是如何的开口就来讲我自己的家人。
And I can think of many occasions that I open my mouth and those are sharp attacks to my family members.
我们的小孩
Our children,
他们也可以一句话就伤到我们的心。
And we know how that feels, the one sentence, one word is said that is exactly hitting our heart.
人的邪恶。
And that's the evil of man.
第二，就是公会跟比拉多。
Second point is about the council and Pilate.
我们来看第十五章第一节。
Let's look at Mark 15, verse 1.
一到早晨，祭司长和长老、文士、全公会的人大家商议，把耶稣捆绑解去，交给比拉多。
Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin.Made their plans, so they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
我们在这里看到的是祭司长、长老、文士、全公会的人。
Here we see several characters: the chief priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin, the whole council.
这是犹太人整个社会所尊敬的人。
And those are the highly respected people of the Jewish society.
他们高尚。
They are very noble,
又公平
and also they are fair.
他们对人，在人看来，他们是最接近神的那一批人。
And in humans, in people's eyes, they are the group of people who are closest to God.
但是他们来把耶稣交给比拉多。
But exactly the same group of people are the ones who hand Jesus to Pilate.
比拉多是谁呢？
Who is Pilate?
比拉多不是犹太人。
Pilate is not a Jewish.
他是罗马人。
He's a Roman.
他是非常残酷的。
He was very cruel.
你不要看他在这里好像替耶稣辩护，他是非常残酷的一个人。
Don't just be fooled by the words that he was trying to defend Jesus. He himself was a very cruel person.
比拉多在犹太的地方，这个做官做11年。
Pilate was the official in the Jewish land for 11 years.
做他这个官的做最久的就是他，其他人做不了那么长。
He was the person who held that post for the longest time. No one else has done that long.
你不要以为他因为做官长他就是很好的官。
Don't think about the longest time he was in that post that he was a good official.
在犹太地做官的是在罗马帝国里头最低等级的那个官，没有人想做的。
To be an official in the Jewish land,was the lowest position that a person can get in the Roman Empire.
很多人站在他的这个等级的这个官很快就升级了，他就是迟迟都升不了级。
So many people who held the post before, they got promoted very quickly, but Pilate stayed in that post for very long.
他常常镇压犹太人。
He was also the one who crushed down the insurrections of the Jews.
带来血腥的场面。
And it was normally often very bloody situation.
他甚至有时候故意挑祸这些犹太人，让他们造反，好让他能够镇压他们。
So in many cases that he would purposely just incite the Jews and have them have insurrections, and then he could have the excuse to crush them.
甚至有一次他带着罗马的兵进到他们犹太人的圣殿里头。
Anyone, at one time, he brought Roman soldiers to enter the synagogue of the Jews.
犹太人很厌恶他。
And the Jews were very, they hate him so much.
但是这一批最高尚的公会的人却与犹太人最憎恶的比拉多在一起。
But we can see that this group of high noble citizens of the Jewish society, and they were with Pilate together at that moment.
人的邪恶。
And that's the evil of man.
如果你老实一点的话，我们都晓得我们的心中的邪恶跟那世上最邪恶的人其实差不了太多。
If we are honest to ourselves, examine our hearts, we know the evil in our hearts are not that far away from the evil of the world.
那高尚的公会跟邪恶的比拉多其实差不了太多。
The noble council and is also very close to the evil Pilate.
当他们面对到神的时候，他们与那一些最邪恶的人一样拒绝这一位神，要杀害这个神。
When they were facing the true God, they were behaving exactly the same to the people who are evil in the world and plan together to kill the Lord.
人的邪恶。
The evil of man.
人的邪恶，第三是拒绝。那造他们的主。
The third reflection is the rejection of the Lord, the Creator.
我们来看第十五章的第九节。
Let's look at verse 9 of chapter 15.
我们一起从第九节念到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 9 to verse 13 together.
比拉多说，你们要释放犹太人的王给你们吗？他原晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解，只是祭司林克比拉多是那怎么样，你们所称为犹大人的我怎么办？他们又喊着说把他钉十字架。比拉多说，为什么？他做了什么恶事呢？他们你有没有注意看，在这里百姓在这个祭司长的挑祸之下拒绝了那一位造他们的主。
Here we can see the people who were stirred up by the chief priest, and then they rejected the Lord.
就连那个邪恶的比拉多，
even that evil Pilate,
就说你们要我怎么办？你们的犹太人的王，你要怎么办？
And even that evil Pilate says, okay, this is the Lord of the Jews, what do you want me to do with him?
就连那邪恶的比拉多都会说，为什么要钉他十字架？他做什么坏事啊？他做了什么恶事？
Even the cruel and the evil Pilate even asked the question, what evil has he done?
但是众人坚决的要钉他十字架。
But the crowd shouted, crucify him.
比拉多问了几次？
How many times has Pilate asked the question?
三次。
Three times.
他们否定他们的主，否定了几次？
How many times did they disown their Lord?
三次。
Three times.
你还记得之前有另外一个人否认了耶稣三次的？
Do we know the person who were in the earlier phase who also disowned Jesus three times?
直到一到早晨，这个早晨的时间，众人否定了他们的主，否定了三次。彼得在天亮之前鸡叫两遍以先，也否定了他的主。
After the daybreak, the crowd disowned Jesus three times. But before that, when during the night, Peter disowned Jesus three times before the rooster crowed two times.
人的罪都一样。
The sins of human beings are the same.
我们心中的邪恶也都一样。
The evil in our hearts are also similar.
中国的乌鸦跟美国的乌鸦一样黑啊。
The crows in the in China also is the same black color as those in the U.S.
你发现到在这里，当众人拒绝他们的主的时候，他们这个整个的记载是越来越急促的。
We can see that the recorded passages and the pace becomes kind of faster and faster.
他们刚开始比拉多说你们要。愿意释放这个犹太人的王吗？
In the beginning, Pilate asked, "Do you want me to release the King of Jews to you?"
他们说不要，我们宁可要这个巴拉巴。巴拉巴。
They said, "No, we would rather have a Barabbas."
第二次，比拉多又再问说，那你们要怎么办？耶稣这个人，你们要怎么办？
The second time, Pilate asked, "What do you want me to do with Jesus, this person?"
他们回答说把他钉十字架。
And the crowd answered, crucify him.
第三次比拉多再问的时候说为什么他做了什么恶事，这个时候众人就不回答，他们乃是极力的喊叫说他把他钉十字架。
The third time Pilate asked why, what's the reason, and the crowd didn't even answer, just directly shouted emphatically saying, crucify him.
比拉多问的问题越来越直接。
The questions that Pilate asked was more and more direct.
众人的拒绝也越来越了当。
And the rejection of the crowd was also more and more straightforward.
他们极力的喊叫。
They emphatically to cry out.
这跟彼得三次否认主也很像。
This is very similar to the three times that Peter disowned Jesus.
彼得第三次的时候还发咒起誓。说我不认得你们所说的这一个人。
The third time when Peter rejected Jesus, he even swore, saying, "I do not know this person."
虽然彼得曾经极力啊，也是同一个字，极力的说，我总不会不认你。
Even Peter, he used the same. He was swearing the same way, emphatically saying, "I will never disown you."
但是彼得后来却发咒起誓说，我不认得这一个人。
But later.Peter swore the same way, says, "I don't know this person."
众人也极力地喊叫说把他钉十字架。
In the same way, the crowd emphatically cry out, "Crucify him."
人心的邪恶。
The evil of a human heart.
人想要极力地行善却行不出来。
And even though they want to perform good, but they cannot do it.
但是当人要极力行恶的时候倒是行的。
But when they want to do evil and it easily came out.
倒是行的挺闪亮的。
And it's easy and just naturally came out.
人的邪恶啊。
Evil of man.
乃是选择了邪恶。
Is the choosing of evil.
我们来看这个第十五章第六节。
Let's look at verse 6 of chapter 15.
十五到十啊，第六节，对不起，第六节到十一节。
Let's look at verse 6 to 11.
我们来念。
Let's read together.
每逢这节起，巡抚啊，释放一个囚犯给他们。有一个人名叫巴拉巴，做作乱的一同捆绑。他们作乱的时候曾杀过人，就照常治理的。比拉多说，你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？他们原晓得只是祭司长挑拨众人，宁可释放巴拉巴给他们。众人选择了一个作乱杀人犯，巴拉巴。
People chose a murderer, the Barabbas.
却拒绝了赐生命的主耶稣。
But they rejected the Jesus who gave a life.
每一次当我们在跟人相处的时候，有人得罪我们的时候，我们心里头受的创伤极大的时候，我们都有一个选择要做。
When we are dealing with people, each and every time when we feel we are offended, we are facing a choice.
我们人的邪恶就在此。
And the evil is amplified here.
当我们决意存着苦毒要恨对方的时候，我们心里头抓着不放，我们怎么样都不愿意选择饶恕。
When we are determined to hold on to the bitterness in our hearts, and we refuse to choose forgiveness.
这邪恶跟这一群的人的邪恶一样。
The evil of such thing is identical to the evil of the crowd.
他们心中的邪恶远胜过他们自己认为的邪恶。
The evil of their hearts is overpassing the evil they think they have in their hearts.
他们选择了那作乱杀人的巴拉巴。
They chose the murderer Barabbas.
他们宁可要把耶稣钉死。
And they would rather crucify Jesus.
只因心中的嫉妒。
And it's just the envy of human heart.
我们感谢神，在人的邪恶中有神的恩典。
We thank God that even in the evil of human hearts, there is grace of God.
这恩典在哪里？
Where is this grace?
这恩典乃是在第十五章第一节，我们从第一节念到第五节。
So this is shown in verse 1 to 5. Let's read together.
来，一到早晨。你发现到比拉多把耶稣带到面前的时候，他问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
We see that when Pilate was facing Jesus, was brought in front of him, he asked Jesus, "Are you the King of Jews?"
耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say?
你说的是。
Jesus said, "You have said so."
耶稣没有否认。
Jesus did not deny the fact.
如果耶稣否认的话，就怎么样
？How about if Jesus denied it?
就解放了
That he will be released.
如果是我的话，我就会这么回答。
If it were me, I might have answered the same way.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of Jews?
我回答是，你看我像吗？
I will answer, do you think I look like one?
人家都把我抓来了，我还是他们的王吗？
And they already captured me. Do you think I'm still the king of these people?
我会在怒气中否认。
I would deny the fact in my anger.
但是耶稣并没有否认他是那一群背逆他要杀他的人的王。
But in this situation, Jesus did not deny the fact of that he is the king of Jews, even among those people who captured him.
第十五章的第一节的第一句话说，一到早晨。
The verse 1 says, when the day breaks.
英文有一些翻译是说 ,and immediately in the morning.
So, 中文里面说是一到早上，马上到早晨。
所以他的意思就是说，之前发生的事跟现在的事情是有相关的。
So he talks about there's a connection between what happened earlier to this event.
在那之前，就是彼得在使女面前否认耶稣。
Before that, Peter rejected the disowned Jesus in front of the servant girl.
就在天还没亮之前，在黑夜当中，在使女面前，彼得否认了耶稣。
Before the daybreak, it was still dark at night. Peter disowned Jesus in front of the servant girl.
一到天亮，在彼得比拉多面前，耶稣承认他是王。
In the morning, when the day breaks, Jesus acknowledged that he is the king of Jews.
他并没有否认他的百姓。
He did not deny his people.
在黑夜当中，彼得说，我不知道，我不明白你说的是什么。
At night, Peter said, I don't know what you're talking about.
天一亮，耶稣说，你说的是。
And day after day breaks, and Jesus said, you have said so.
彼得说，我不知道你说的，这是同一个字，你说的，你说的，我不知道。
And Peter said, used the same word. He said, this is what you said, I don't know what you're talking about.
耶稣说，你说的是。
And Jesus said, you have said so.
在天亮之前，彼得为了自己能够自由的离开，他否认耶稣。
At darkness during the night, Peter denied his own Jesus so he could freely exit the court of the high priests.
在天亮的时候，耶稣并没有为了自己的自由而否认他的百姓。
And in the daytime, during the daybreak, Jesus did not deny his own a position, the real fact, because to seek a freedom.
耶稣仍然之前向着十字架奔走。
Jesus was marching towards the cross.
他乃是要讨父的欢喜。
Jesus was seeking Father's approval.
我们来看第十五章的第十四节。
Let's look at the verse 14 and 15 of chapter 15.
我们来念。
Let's read together.
比拉多说，为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？他们便极力地喊叫说，把他钉十字架。比拉多要叫众人起哄。在这里呢，我们看到比拉多要讨众人的喜悦。
Here we see that Pilate was trying to please the crowd.
就把他知道不对的事情仍然让他持续的进行。
So he allowed the fact that he knew it was wrong, but he allowed that to proceed.
前一天晚上。
The night before.
天还没亮的时候。
Before the day breaks.
耶稣在克西马尼园为了要讨天父的喜悦，就甘心把自己交给人去钉十字架。
In Gethsemane, and Jesus was trying to please the Lord, please the Father, and he willingly gave himself to be nailed on the cross.
我们再来看第十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
十六节到第十八节来。
16 to 18.
兵丁
在答卷叫起了全部。
好，在这里呢，当比拉多把耶稣交给兵丁，要把他钉十字架的时候，兵丁就叫了全营的兵来给耶稣穿上紫袍，又讥笑他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。
So after Pilate gave Jesus to the soldiers to be crucified, the soldiers called them all together, and then they put on the purple robe on Jesus. also made the crown made out of thorns on his head, and they were mocking him.
在天亮的时候，兵丁叫了全营的兵来羞辱耶稣。
So after daybreak, the soldiers called all the soldiers together to mock him.
在前一天晚上，在哥西马尼园
in Gethsemane,
耶稣没有求天父差遣十二营的天使来。
Jesus did not plead to the Father to send the 12 legions of angels to help him.
他仍然走上十字架。
And he was willingly to go on the cross.
在人的邪恶当中，耶稣有恩典的往前走。
In the middle of the evil of a man and Jesus, we see the grace of the Lord marching towards the cross.
讨天父的喜悦。
Pleasing the God.
他顺服。
And he submits himself, he obeys.
我们发现他两次不说话。
We learned there are two occasions that he did not say a word.
当大祭司起来说，这些人控告你的是什么呢？
The chief priest stood up and asked him, what did all these people accuse you of?
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer.
当比拉多又再一次起来说，你看他们告你的是什么呢？
When Pilate stood up and asked him the same question, what are they accusing you of?
耶稣仍不回答。
And Jesus did not answer either.
他不为自己辩护。
He did not defend himself.
但是有两个问题耶稣回答了。
But there are two questions that he answered.
大祭司问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子基督不是？
The chief priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the son of the blessed one?
这个身份他不能否决。
And the status he did not deny.
也就是这个身份使到他被定罪要被杀。
This status that's made him to be killed and crucified.
比拉多问，你是犹太人的王吗？
Pilate asked, are you the king of Jews?
基督是犹太人用的这个名词，外邦人所理解的基督就是犹太人的王。
So Jesus is the word that the Jews use and for the other people, for the secular people, they view this word as the king of Jews.
耶稣回答说，你说的是。
And Jesus answered, you have said so.
他为他的子民走上十字架。
He walked on the cross for his people.
他没有因为要得自由而否认而否定而走自己的路。
He did not deny his status in order to gain freedom to walk his own way.
天未亮之前人取笑耶稣说，你说预言吧。
Before the day breaks, people were laughing at him saying, prophesy.
天亮的时候耶稣的预言实现了。
And after day breaks, the prophecy of Jesus was fulfilled.
果然像他之前所说的。
Like what he said before.
人要把他交给外邦人。
And people would hand him over to the...
他们要戏弄他，吐水沫在他脸上。
And spit on his face.
他们要鞭打他。
They would mock, they would flog him.
杀害他。
And kill him.
过三天他要复活。
And after 3 days, he would rise again.
前一天晚上耶稣说，父啊，凡事都能，但求主你不照我的意思啊，只从你的意思。
The night before, Jesus prayed, Father, everything is possible in you, but not according to my will, but your will.
天亮的时候他就顺服到死。
After daybreaks, he obeyed and submitted himself to death.
腓立比书说，且死在十字架上。
And in Philippians says that also he died on the cross.
我们的主虽然步步被动，却每一步在主动。
Our Lord, while he appears passive every step of the way, but Jesus actively bears our sin.
他似乎被动，被人家绑，被人家捆绑，被人家鞭打，被人家戏弄，被人家杀死。
It appears passive that he was captured, he was flogged, and he was mocked, and he was killed.
那其实他是主动的，为我们走上十字架的道路，为我们背负
Jesus actively walked on the cross to bury our sins.
为我们背负罪债。
And buries our sins.
人虽然步步的极力的敌对，我们的主却每一步坚定的顺服。
While man rejects Jesus fiercely, but our Lord Jesus submits undeterred.
人虽每一步都是随心所欲，我们的主却步步讨父的喜悦。
While man follows their own hearts, our Lord Jesus follows the heart of the Father.
所以十字架说明了两件事情。
So the cross shows us two things.
人的罪是邪恶的。
Sin of man is evil.
你把最高尚的人跟最邪恶的人放在一起。
The most noble people and the most evil people, they are together.
他们都拒绝了主。
They both disowned, rejected Jesus.
拒绝了神。
Rejected the Lord.
但是十字架另外一点我们所看到的是神的爱是何等有恩典。
But the other point we see from the cross is how wonderful and great is God's love.
在人的邪恶当中，我们的主仍然为我们的罪背负我们的罪，也承受我们的罪，上了这十字架。
In the midst of a man's evil, our Lord Jesus carried all our sins and willingly submitted himself and walked on the cross.
所以第一世纪那个罗马人都不敢也不愿意提的这个十字架。
So in the first century, the cross that even the Romans did not even want to think about it, didn't want to hear or see it.
因为耶稣的缘故成为历史历代以来吸引人的一个十字架。
But because of Jesus, that cruel cross became the exact object that attracted people from centuries to follow him.
它变成一个标记，不是因为我们把它美化。
It becomes a symbol. It's not because we beautify the cross.
它变成一个标记，正是因为它是残酷。
It becomes a symbol. It's exactly because it is cruel.
而我们的主就死在上面。
And our Lord died on it.
它象征人罪的这种的黑暗。
It signifies the darkness of the evil of human.
它又显明了主的爱。主的爱的一个残阔高深。
It also shows how deep and wide, how high is God's love.
我们当怎么办？
What shall we do?
当我们晓得有这么一位爱我们的主，我们
当怎么办？ When we know we have such a Lord who loves us so much, so deeply.
我们当认清自己的罪。
We need to examine and realize our own sins.
我们当晓得。
We need to understand.
十字架并不是最坏的人把这一位主钉在上面，十字架乃是从这世界里头最好到最坏的都一致同步。把我们的主钉在十字架上。
The crucifixion was not done by the most evil people of the world, but it is done by the most noble group of people and the evil group of people together. They nailed Jesus on the cross.
我们表面似乎好像人品都很好。
On the surface, we look like a very good people.
但是我们内心里面，我们的这个邪恶，我们自己晓得。
But we all know the evil in our own hearts.
第二，我们当知道主的爱与恩典。
The second point, we need to understand the grace and mercy of God.
他的爱大到一个地步，把人最邪恶、最残酷的十字架都变成一个恩典的十字架。
His love is so grand, so big, that he changed that cruel cross into a signal, a symbol.Of a grace and mercy.
他能够把那最残酷、最丑陋的十字架变成一个最美丽的十字架，他也能够把我们丑陋的人心洗净。
He can turn that the ugliest, the cruelest cross into a beautiful cross. He can also cleanse us, cleanse our hearts.
洗净我们成为神所喜悦的人。
He can cleanse our sins and to become a pleasing people to God.
你愿意来认识这位主吗？
Do you want to know this God?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否愿意学习我们的主，主动地背起十字架来跟从主？
Brothers and sisters, do we want to learn from our Lord and actively carry our own cross to?
我们是否愿意坚定地顺服我们主的旨意？
Are we determined to follow the will of our God?
我们是否坚定地愿意每一步来讨主的喜悦？
Are we willing to please God every step of the way?
那我们来一同来仰望我们的主。
Let's all look upon our Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你的恩典是何等的大。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. And we thank you how great and grand is your grace.
在钉十字架的那个早晨，短短的三个小时，你却背负了我们众人的罪，也承担我们的丑肉。
During the 3 hours of that morning that you were crucified, you carried the ugliest and the worst sin of the humankind.
我们否认了你，你却没有否认我们。
We rejected and disowned you, but you did not reject and disown us.
但愿我们来信靠你，让我们的心能够被你来洁净。
Lord, help us to trust in you.And then our hearts be cleansed by you.
好，让我们一生，我们只否定自己而不否定我们的主。
So our whole life will disown ourselves, but not disown you, our Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.